Hi everyone, we're the Sherpa sisters from Malaysia. Azimah, Amna, and me, Aisha, hosts of the My English Matters podcast. After spending 8 years in the UK as children, we know the importance of mastering a second language. So we created MyEnglishMatters.com as a platform to help second language learners learn to speak, write, and communicate in English with confidence through our online courses, classes, and workshops. To join our free course called Speaking with Confidence and get the latest updates about our programs, subscribe to our email list at MyEnglishMatters.com. And now, without further ado, let's get started.
Hello there, Assalamualaikum. Welcome back to the My English Matters podcast. So in today's episode, we're diving into the world of meetings, specifically focusing on strategies for participants to stay engaged and contribute meaningfully. So let's get started. Now, this topic came up because last week we had a speaking practice session with our students and we were talking about conducting meetings, and one of the students mentioned that she struggles with staying focused in meetings. So I thought that would be a great topic to talk about in our podcast. So I have 8 strategies for you. Now, the first one is review and prepare. So this strategy is all about preparation. Before the meeting kicks off, take the time to review the agenda and any relevant materials. This will not only help you understand what to expect, but it also positions you to contribute more effectively during the discussion. So before the meeting, you can actually go to the organizer or WhatsApp them or send them a text message, or maybe email them. You can ask them, what's the agenda? So if these items are not in the invitation email, you can ask them, what's the agenda? What do you expect from me? What is the objective of the meeting? Now, these questions, you may or may not ask them, it depends. But if you already know what the answers to these questions are, you don't need to ask them. But if you don't know what the meeting is all about, these are the kinds of questions that you can ask them, right? My next tip is to set clear goals. These are clear goals for yourself. So whether it's gaining insights on a particular topic or actively contributing to the conversation, when you have a defined purpose, it keeps you focused and ensures that your participation will be meaningful. So these clear goals, you have to kind of set them up before you enter the meeting. They don't have to be extensive. They can just be one goal for yourself. So are you there in that meeting to just understand what's going on? So say a person wants to share their latest campaign, right? So you can just be there just to understand what's going on, what's the campaign about. So when you know that you're there just to understand, then you can ask questions to understand the campaign, whatever it is the topic of the meeting is. So are you there to contribute your ideas or your insights? So perhaps you are, for example, you are a marketing executive and the person is sharing the campaign. So you as a marketing person, your role is probably to share ideas in terms of marketing, or your experience or whatever knowledge that you have about marketing. Or maybe you're there just to pass on information to other members of your team. So maybe you're there to be one of the representatives of your marketing team. So you have to be there to relay information, whatever you learn from that meeting, to your team members. Okay. Now, number 3 is to listen actively. So active listening is a skill that can transform your meeting experience. Try not to multitask, give your full attention to the discussion and really tune into what your fellow participants are saying. So remember to turn off unnecessary notifications on your devices. And this simple step can significantly enhance your focus because distractions can be a productivity killer. So make sure that you are not doing anything while you're listening. This will not be effective. So I've been in meetings where people like to multitask. So they bring their laptops, they bring their phones in. Well, it's fine to bring your phone in, but they're actually working while the person is speaking in the meeting. Now, I know that we're all busy and we want to be productive. So we want to be doing a lot of things at the same time. But I believe that if you're focused on one thing at a time, you're more effective rather than giving half of your focus on the meeting and half of your focus on the task that you're doing on your laptop. You're not going to be effective, and you might make more mistakes. So you're going to be more accurate when you're fully focused on the thing that you are doing. Of course, that is in an ideal world. So there are some situations where you do have to multitask, but if you want to do your best, try not to and stay focused on the meeting. And then number four is to participate actively and ask questions. So don't be a passive participant. Engage in the conversation by sharing your thoughts, ideas, and experiences. So your input not only keeps you focused, but it also enriches the meeting with diverse perspectives. And when you ask questions, this can be a powerful way for you to stay engaged and ensure clarity. If something isn't clear, don't hesitate to seek clarification. Your questions may spark valuable discussions and insights. So when I'm chairing a meeting, I am happy when people actually ask me questions, because when I'm sharing something, I'm worried that the person or the people in it don't understand what I'm saying. So when they ask questions, I'm happy. So you as a participant, you have to be willing to ask questions if you don't understand. Right? Don't hesitate asking questions, because those questions could be the questions that are on other people's minds. Number five is to take brief notes. So you can capture the essence of the discussion by taking brief notes, whether it's key points, action items, or questions. Note-taking helps to reinforce your focus and provides a handy reference for future discussions. So I find that when I take notes, I pay attention better because I want to make sense of what I'm writing. Right. So when I'm listening to something and I try to write it down and it doesn't make sense in what I'm writing, right, I can actually ask that person, the person who is presenting, like, what are they talking about? How can this make sense for me? Okay. Number six, be mindful of time. So time management is crucial, right? Contribute to keeping the discussion on track by avoiding prolonged focus on a single topic. This ensures that all agenda items are covered within the allotted time. So some organizers or chair people of meetings, they're not very equipped or they are not very assertive in managing time in a meeting. So you as a participant, you can help them. You can help by, you know, if you have to present, help them by sticking to your points. Avoid rambling if somebody asks you a question or if you have to contribute to the meeting. And you can also help steer people back to the agenda of the meeting if you find that they're getting off track, or, you know, the time is up and the meeting is coming to an end and people are still talking about a subject and it's not going anywhere. So you as a participant can help the chairperson to do that as well. And number seven, visualize key points. So you can visualize key points discussed during the meeting. When you create mental images or visualizations, it can help to reinforce your understanding and also retention of important information. So if you're more of a visual learner, this can be helpful for you. For example, if the presenter of that meeting uses slides, you can visualize any images or graphs or charts that they present. If there are no slides, you can also make mental images of their hand gestures, their body language, their facial expressions, or maybe even unique items of their clothing. Like maybe if they're wearing red, you can say, oh, today she wore red and she was talking about blah, blah, blah. So I'm not telling you to observe the presenter to the point where it may be uncomfortable to them. It's more about noticing certain things in the meeting so that it can help you focus and also helps with retention. So retention basically means to remember things. And our last point is to reflect and summarize. So finally, take a moment at the end of the meeting to reflect on the key takeaways. You can summarize main points in your mind, or if it's appropriate, you can share a brief recap with the group. This reinforces your engagement and ensures that everyone is on the same page. So remember, only if it's appropriate, you can summarize in front of everyone. So what I mean by appropriate is there's extra time. You can also ask the chairperson, say, can I quickly summarize what was discussed so that everybody is on the same page, for example. this can be helpful, especially if you notice that other people are looking confused, or, you know, the person next to you is saying that I didn't understand a single thing in that meeting, for example, right? Again, take note of the mood of the meeting. Does everybody look like, you know, they are a bit confused, or maybe they don't look like they're in a rush to go somewhere? So when you take note of them, the overall mood of the meeting, you can see whether having a summary would be helpful or not. But if you find that sharing a summary is not suitable at the end of the meeting, you can also just send a written version of the summary. It can be via email, or if it's just a short meeting, you can also even send it via text like WhatsApp or whatever app that you use at work. So you can send the summary in the group chat of that meeting, or maybe just, if that's not necessary, just send it to the chairperson. All right, so there you have it. 8 strategies for participants to master focus in meetings. 1, review and prepare. 2, set clear goals. 3, listen actively. 4, participate actively and ask questions. 5, take brief notes. 6, be mindful of time. 7, visualize key points. 8, reflect and summarize. So remember, the more engaged and focused you are, the more impactful and enjoyable your discussions will be. Thank you for tuning in. So if you're not yet an email subscriber, make sure you go to myenglishmatters.com and sign up with your name and email address. Once you sign up, you'll get our 7 tips to speak with confidence. These are helpful videos that will be sent to you over 3 days. And you'll also get our weekly newsletter plus updates on our online courses and workshops. That's all from me for today. Assalamualaikum and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the My English Matters podcast. Please make sure to click the subscribe button if you haven't yet and leave a review of this podcast if you like it. If you'd like to learn even more with us, then join our Members Monthly program where we hold monthly classes and speaking practice. For more info and to register, visit myenglishmatters.com/members.